The Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you today by Amazon. Amazon, your lead pipe lock for online retail. Log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Amazon link to support the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean Stacking the Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Ryan, how about that national championship game? My one play, or the thing I felt strongest about, was the over.
Yeah, felt good.
Felt good.
Of course, I did not bet it.
And I also, if I was going to take a side, I was going to take Michigan. I know you tweeted out that pick. I forgot to tweet out my over pick, but Michigan and Michigan money line felt like a pretty good pick.
Felt
plus
like
170.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like a good pick, especially early in the first segment or the first half.
Yeah, I got home a little late from work. I turned it on. Michigan, that white guys can't miss, and they're up by like 8. They stretch it to 12, feeling good. As soon as Louisville cut the lead before the half, I was like, oh, not good. Louisville's the better team. It's one of those weird matchups where one team has better players, better pro prospects, but the other team is just a better team.
Yeah, man. You can't mess with Rick Pitino.
I mean, it's basically a team full of freshmen and a couple sophomores and a team full of juniors and seniors.
Much like the Fab Four, you know, basically.
Fab Four,
Fab
huh?
Five, sorry. Chris Webber, of course, was the
he made
holdout. Well, what, he went to the game, but he didn't, like, sit with the rest of the team?
Dude, Jalen Rose was wearing this giant, like, Wolverine head. I feel like he genuinely loves life. I love that guy.
He does seem like a party, man. He seems like, he's on board. There's definitely some beef between him and Chris Webber, though.
Yeah, I think Chris Webber does not like how, like, because Jalen Rose was one of the key reasons why that documentary got made.
Yeah, well, he was one of the producers, and Chris Webber didn't participate, so.
But, I mean, he says they're fine. He says they're still brothers.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's kind of an unclear thing to say when you're a black guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Anyway.
Good times.
Should we recap the pool?
Sure. Yeah, let's recap our March Madness pool. Top three winners.
All right, Sean.
Free t-shirts.
Yep. Well, unfortunately, we did not finish in the top three.
Oh, man.
The bracket we filled out together finished in 11th place with 620 points. I finished in 10th place with 670 points.
Nice.
Sean, you finished in 8th place with 700 points.
Sweet.
Nowhere near the winners. So we basically had two guys tie for first. Boston Trojan with the number 2 in there for the Trojan part. Winner with 1150. Tied with him is Adam 98765. We'll need to get his information, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Adam 98765. Contact us, man. You got a fresh, shiny, Made in America t-shirt.
No shipping and handling.
Actually, do we know if it's made in America?
No, it was, it was made in America.
We know it was printed in America. Was the shirt made in America? Probably not.
Unclear if the shirt was made in America. It was definitely printed in America. I went over to the guy's house, picked him up.
Yeah. And good work. Good quality work.
Yeah, the shirts are great, and sorry I've been slacking on getting the site set up, but we will definitely have some shirts for sale, but for right now, they're just going out to Sports Gambling Podcast prize winners.
Yeah, and third place with 1060, Amityville Horror. Anar K21. I feel like I remember that from the NFL pick'em.
Yeah.
Got some repeat customers in here, Sean.
Hey, man. Good times. Always like to share the Sports Gambling Podcast well. So if you're one of the top three, feel free to email us contest@sportsgamblingpodcast.com, contest@sportsgamblingpodcast.com to get your free t-shirt. Send it out. Just stuff it in a priority mail envelope. You'll get it in a couple days. And good times, guys.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, let's see. Final Four. Quickly recap that. I liked I really like Syracuse.
Yep.
Couldn't pull it out against Michigan. They were really close to covering +2. And, well, you also talked me into the under there. That was a good play. I had Louisville -10. Oh, man, that was the same type of thing where they had no business covering. Felt like they had a decent chance to lose that game outright for a large portion of the game. You knew they would make their run, and, oh, man, were they – because it was – like, never were they close to covering 10 outright.
Nope.
But they were so close to hitting, like, being up by 6 or 7 with, like, a minute left and then intentional fouling.
Yep.
And, man, did they miss a lot of free throws. So, I think it was Siva was, like, 1-for-6 at one point with free throws. That really killed the chance for Louisville to cover.
Yeah, it was tough. I don't know. I actually did not watch either of the Final Four games, Sean.
Really? What were you up to, Ryan?
Well, went out to Santa Anita to watch our horse Flashback lose like a bitch to Golden Sense, who was owned by Rick Pitino.
Yeah, Rick Pitino. They've been talking about Rick Pitino as having one of the all-time great weekends.
Seriously.
His son was named a Minnesota head coach on Friday. Saturday, he wins the Final Four game to send him to the championship. Saturday, at the same time, his horse wins the Santa Anita Derby. Sunday, he gets inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And then Monday, wins another national title.
Yeah. Yeah, he's yeah. I mean, I don't know if you – I mean, I hope he had sex.
Well, judging by Rick Pitino, I don't think having sex is a problem. I mean, if he's
– Oh, that's right. He was the – they showed a picture of his wife. Now, I don't like to be too judgmental about the way people look. You know, beauty's on the inside, Sean. But this bitch had a lazy eye, right?
Well, that made it easy for her to see past his philandering ways.
Oh!
I mean, yeah, I guess if you got a I mean, that was a pretty crazy story. He just had sex with her at the diner, just saying, "Hey, you're close." That's like a Tiger Woods power move. And it just shows you why these guys should not go into the NBA, why you should remain college coaches. Because whatever it is, whatever kind of shenanigans you want to get into, you have the ultimate power. Whether it's Joe Paterno kind of covering up stuff or letting things go, Rick Pitino having his way with a waitress, whatever it is, whatever you're into, whatever problems you encounter, if you are a coach, especially at a big-time college program where they don't have any other pro sports, you punch your ticket. Why would you ever want to go to the NBA?
Yeah, and you know what you can't do in the NBA, Sean? You can't wear white pinstripe suits with red red pinstripes. I mean,
really, you can't?
You look like an asshole. Oh. He does it. He's just wearing his team's colors.
Oh man, he does. What is it about Rick Pitino that he makes just looks like a vampire? Like, he looks like he's never seen sun. He has no color,
Sean,
to his skin.
Have you never seen an old Italian man?
They do. They get super.
They all end up looking like something between a vampire and the Penguin. And he's kind of a mix of the two.
Yeah, well, he's got the slick back hair, super pale skin. But, yeah, congrats.
Got the nose.
Congrats to Pitino. Big win.
Oh.
Now, I heard the
can we talk about the real national championship that everyone's talking about, though?
Oh, the women's national championship.
All right. I actually watched a little of this. There's a chick on UConn that's not like gargantuan like Brittany Griner. She still kind of looks like an ogre when they show her face, but she's not fat. She's like 6'3" or 6'4". She can shoot threes and she can touch the rim.
Wait, what's her name?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. And she had like 30 points. She was the leader. I can pull it up real quick.
UConn won, right?
But yeah, UConn dom. But I mean, this chick was, I mean, she's a freshman and she'll be the best player in the. I mean, she was kind of impressive. As usually the female, like the bigger girls, they just kind of, you know, lumber around. She can like take you off the dribble. She can drain a three. She had a 4-point play.
That's what Chris Mannix was saying on the I was listening to him on the Dan Patrick show, and he was saying that
Brianna Stewart is her name.
He thinks the person or a girl who's going to make a run in like the D League or in the summer league isn't going to be a big man or big woman. It's going to be someone who is quick off the dribble and has the range of a guy. Normally, that's the problem with the girls is they don't have the range as far as how far they can shoot it.
I would say this about this girl. She's not taking anyone in the NBA off the dribble, but she has a quick release. And being 6'4", she's not super small, so she could actually probably be, like, if she learned how to shoot that corner three, you know, she could get 6 minutes a game.
She could be a J.J. Redick.
I mean, think about it. Brittany Griner. I mean,
well, that's the
thing. That post-game interview.
I'm just really sorry to all the fans of Baylor and Baylor Nation. It's just like, whoa. Like, can we check her? Can we make sure her dick's not inverted?
I'm going to guess she has a giant clit.
oh, man, imagine how big her vagina is. That's intimidating.
It's gotta be dominating. The thing is, with
she's like 2 feet deep.
She's 6'8", but she's only like 200 pounds. And they're saying, hey, listen, it's not that she couldn't score. Like, she might be able to score on some of these guys with just the way the foul rules are and positioning. But there's no way she's gonna be able to guard. It's a defensive thing. Like, can you imagine? I mean, she'd be playing power forward. She'd be going LeBron James. Can you imagine LeBron
James? I don't
think
she could dribble by me. Me.
You don't think so?
No. If you watch her play, she's so slow.
Yeah, she doesn't have any speed.
I mean, she has the same athleticism.
She's the footwork of Yao Ming, but
no,
she's 200 pounds.
Yao Ming had great foot. She has the footwork of Sean Bradley. That's a good comparison, actually. like, Sean Bradley survived because he was... you know, 10% taller than anyone else in the league.
Well, and that's probably a good comparison because her being 6'8 is probably
the
same
only
percentage.
The only reason she's... Anyway. Yeah, UConn won by 33. How embarrassing.
Man. Oh, that would have been a nice play, Ryan. You should have had that out there for the
Yeah, what was
fans
the spread, though? I mean...
I'm sure it wasn't that big. Dude, Baylor was only... Last year, Baylor was only -7. That was easy money.
Yeah, but Louisville was not a good team. Like, they just are on a run. This was a horrible matchup. Why? All right, we got to stop talking about this. Sorry.
This is a horrible matchup.
What,
Ryan, you want to touch on the NBA and then get into the Masters?
Well, if you followed all my season picks, Denver's already hit their over. Phoenix is already locked in that under. What else did I? New Orleans. We need one win. One win in the last four games. They lost to the Lakers tonight. Minnesota's a loss. Unfortunately, Kev, the injuries were too much. And the other one I hit, surprisingly, Washington Wizards, coming from a 4-17 start all the way back to hit the over 27.5.
Wow. Yeah, they were out, but I mean, once they got John Wall back, dude, they were kind of a legit team, and I feel like they were pretty good, especially in the second half. I feel like they were a stud.
Yeah, if he was healthy, they would have been a playoff team. And then the last one I tweeted out was Dwight Howard to win the rebounding title. It's not done, but it's pretty much done. And then I'm not sure I tweeted these out, but I took the Knicks and the Pacers to win the division, too. It's been a pretty good basketball season. My only loser being the Minnesota overs so far.
So now, Ryan, when do the NBA playoffs start? When do we got to start making our predictions?
The season ends, I believe, a week from Wednesday. I believe the season ends whatever next Wednesday is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so next week, NBA preview.
All right, so maybe
it ends the 17th, April 17th.
Okay, so maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do it April 17th that evening. I'm sure they'll have the series spreads out.
Yeah. That'll most of the playoff, I mean, the matchups in the West will pretty much be set with the exception of the 8 seed, I believe, and the East, it's almost all locked in at this point.
Now, speaking of the 8 seed, the Los Angeles Lakers, your Los Angeles Lakers, Ryan, you had them not to make the playoffs.
I still have them not to make the playoffs.
They just defeated the Charlotte Hornets. Kobe, man, put the team on his back once again in the fourth quarter, putting up 20-plus points, couple steals, really just strapped the team to his back, carried them over the lowly Hornets. Now, as a Laker hater... Well, obviously, you're invested and that you want them not to make the playoffs, so you win your bet. But just speaking from a Laker hater fan perspective, what do you think's more satisfying, them not making the playoffs or them making the playoffs and getting dominated in the first round?
Well, that's what's weird is all these Laker fans are like, we just got to get in. It's like, you just got to get in. You're going to play the Spurs or the Thunder, who are going to, I mean, not good matchups.
I guess maybe Spurs, you have a shot. There's no way.
Not to mention, they don't, all right, so right now, they are 41-37. They're one loss. So Utah's 41-38. So Utah is a half game back. Utah has the tiebreaker. The Lakers have not won.
But correct me if I'm wrong. See, this is what the guy, I was listening on the radio, and they were getting, or it seemed unclear. If the Lakers win out, they make the playoffs, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Utah has one more loss already.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what, all right.
But L.A. has not won.
They haven't won a back-to-back.
Both games, or the second game in a back-to-back all year, right?
Yeah.
Or is it they haven't won both games in a back-to-back?
I know they were saying they haven't won both games in a back-to-back.
They are going to Portland.
Going to Portland.
Very tough place to play. Historically, a bit of a rival. Not to mention, Portland's done. They would love nothing better to help the Lakers.
Oh, that Hornets team was playing hard. All these teams are going to play hard.
So here's the Lakers' schedule down the stretch. Tomorrow, Wednesday night at Portland. Friday, they have Golden State. Not a great matchup for the Lakers with all that youth.
Fast guys.
Sunday, San Antonio at home in LA. That, I mean, San Antonio's playing for the one seed, right? They're gonna play there.
Yeah.
And then Houston to close it out. Another bad, kind of a bad matchup.
I can see them not losing, not winning one of those
games. They have to win out. Now let's just,
But Utah doesn't have an easy schedule, but they have an easier schedule than the Lakers, correct? I know they have Memphis, which that's going to be a tough out in Memphis.
If Memphis needs it. Although someone brought up the point, Marc Gasol is not just going to let Pau miss the playoffs, is he? What if Marc Gasol comes out and goes 1-for-25?
Pau Gasol had a really good game.
Here is Utah's schedule. Minnesota at home.
Okay.
At Minnesota.
They have two games against the Timberwolves? Wow.
And then at Memphis. And that's the last game of the season.
So they only have three games left, two of which against the Timberwolves.
Yes.
There's no way the Lakers make the playoffs. So now Ryan. Okay.
So if Utah wins, goes 1-2, the Lakers have a shot. That's the only way. The Lakers are losing to San Antonio.
How are you feeling about your hedge opportunity?
Not going to hedge. Didn't put enough on it. Yeah, I'm just going to root.
Because I was thinking these Minnesota Timberwolves money lines would be pretty juicy.
Yeah, but then you can get in that weird situation where they win those two games, lose to Memphis, but don't have enough. I'm not going to play around with that. Can we talk for a second about the Knicks?
Sure. New York Knicks making a run late. Statement win over the Oklahoma City Thunder.
What are they won 12 in a row?
I think that, yeah.
Melo is, who knew it would take a personal goal to get Melo motivated to play team basketball. I saw a possession today where him and J.R. Smith made two passes each. Yesterday. No,
what
it was
today.
What do
you mean a personal goal?
A scoring title.
Oh, yeah.
He's magic. He somehow caught up to Durant by way of scoring. Like, I think he had a three-game stretch where he scored 131 points.
Now, what happened to the Thunder, Ryan? Are we just – I feel like they're possibly sleeping giants in the West here. Like no one's talking about them going into the West.
We talked about it all season. I think losing Harden, they still don't know. Bill Simmons made the point on the post game on Sunday after they lost to the Knicks. They don't know who their best five players are.
Yeah.
Do they play Ibaka and Perkins with Cephalosha or whatever his name is and Durant and Westbrook? Do they play Kevin Martin in there and not Perkins? They don't know. Does Collison need to be out there? They don't know their best squad. And typically going into the playoffs, if you don't know who your best five are, you're going to have trouble down the stretch. That combined with the fact that, all right, I already kind of gave it away, but do you know who has led the Thunder in shot attempts this year?
Nope.
Russell Westbrook. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Russell Westbrook, but
he's unbelievable.
You made me get in my own head by setting it up as if it would be someone else besides Russell Westbrook.
He's unbelievably athletic, but when he gets lazy and just pulls up, he can get to the rim every time, but he shoots these jumpers. It makes no sense. And the Knicks, as long as they showed some create one of those stupid stats, like if the Knicks make 21 or 12 three-pointers, they're, you know, some ridiculous record. Well, that means they're scoring a lot, but they're making the extra pass. They're playing defense. Like, J.R. Smith is still a ball stopper who is terrifying when he takes those horrible shots, but they go in. You just go, no, yes. But here's the thing. The Knicks are going to play the Celtics in the first round probably.
Now, wait, what's Tyson Chandler's health like?
He's fine. He's back.
Okay.
Kenyon Martin might have gotten hurt tonight, though, which would be
okay.
But I don't know.
Those big guys are healthy. I think they're all
right. I think the Knicks have a chance to make a run of the final or the conference finals. And, you know, not that it matters, but they are 3-1 against the Heat this season.
Yeah.
And yeah. In the one game they lost, they had a 25-point lead or something. It was just during the streak when the Heat had God on their side or something.
Well, is that maybe, in a way, did maybe the Heat peak too early and that they already had their championship? They were going searching for immortalness.
No.
And maybe laid too much on the table. I think it's going to be the Heat because we've seen it in that streak, that extra, I mean, not to sound completely cliched, but that sixth gear that no other team seemed to be able to match.
Here's what we need to happen. Best case scenario is the Bulls maintain the 5 seed and beat the Nets, and the Heat have to play the Bulls, and the Bulls don't win that series, but they put a beating on the Heat. Because the one thing they showed, and actually they play one more time, is that they're not afraid. They're not afraid of the Heat. They're going to hit him in the mouth. One last thing about the NBA, Sean, how are the Heat not getting fined?
For what?
For not playing their players.
Oh yeah.
I mean, seriously, what did they fine Popovich? Like $250,000?
Well, it's the way he went about it. That's what pissed off David Stern.
I don't care.
No, I mean, I'm
flu
not.
Likes, how many times are you going to have guys be out with flu-like symptoms or, like, you know, soreness?
Yeah. Well, they're the biggest ticket item, so.
You would think. I mean, they're sitting him down in, like, nationally televised games.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about on the podcast that 9.5-point spread against San Antonio, and I was kept fervently trying to bet the money line. And I knew something was weird, but I, like, didn't want to know because then I thought, oh, they're still going to win it anyway. And, of course, Bosch drains a 3 to win and hit the +390 money line against the Spurs, which I was trying to get the bet in. Couldn't pull it off.
All right. Last thing before we go off NBA.
Yep.
They just released the New Jersey sales numbers. Top 5, Sean. Who are you thinking? Who's number 1?
Oh, I feel like I know this. Tim Tebow.
No. NBA.
I feel like I know this one as well, but I'm totally blanking on it. I mean, it's got to be LeBron, right?
LeBron's number 2.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
LeBron was number 1. This person passed him.
New Jersey sales. Carmelo Anthony?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He's showing LeBron he should have come to New York.
They're buying in. New York Knicks are
the
fan base buying into Carmelo.
Durant 3rd, Kobe Bryant 4th, and Derrick Rose 5th. That's that just shows you it really does pay to play in a big market. I mean, look at that list. I mean, Durant is kind of the anomaly because he's incredibly awesome, and I feel like a lot of people root for the Thunder in other cities. But you got New York, Miami, Los Angeles, and Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, Miami's not necessarily a big market.
And LeBron would be.
Share.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
Not to shit on your
moving
point,
on to real sports.
Yes, let's do it.
Golf.
Masters, baby. Golf.
All right, Sean.
I've not watched a ton of golf.
There's
this
not,
year.
Not much to talk about. We should bring up.
Okay.
We did, in fact, pick the winner last year.
Bubba Watson, 25-1.
Bubba, miraculous. If you don't remember what happened, in the playoff, had a miraculous shot out of the trees, sank the putt for the win, while I was eagling a hole myself, actually.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was unbelievable. I mean, I think that's the first time I've ever won a golf bet.
Yeah. No, I think that past season was the first time we got into it. Obviously, that Bubba Watson win helped fuel later bets on the rest of the Masters. But I feel like it's a fun thing to do.
And I think we should – and what our strategy is kind of simple. You pick – depending on how long the odds are, I'd say if you're picking guys, you want to pick a guy in the 20 or a guy in the 15 to 30 range.
Yep.
And then maybe a long shot or maybe two guys in the 20 to 30 range and a long shot.
Yeah.
I feel like that gives you some range. And then what you're basically rooting for is you're rooting for the – it's great because the first thing you're rooting for is they got to make the cut.
Yes.
And then what you want? Is want them to be in contention on Sunday.
I think I think it might have been Furyk or someone last year in the Masters. I had like 75-1.
Yeah,
he was leading at one point and like day three.
Or was it that one?
It might have been the first day.
Yeah, I think he was leading early.
Yeah.
All right.
So excited.
So the site I'm looking at, not a long list of names, so we can go through all of them. I think Tiger Woods. +250, like we talked about before the show. This is between this number and about 4-1 other places. McIlroy 8-1.
Horrible value.
Don't like
guys.
Taking the favorites. In fact, I kind of want to bet that Rory McIlroy will not win a major this year. I think it's -200.
Yeah, I'm not. I think McIlroy will take a little bit more time to develop his game. I think he'll be, I don't know. I didn't like how he kind of like bailed on that one tournament. I think he let his early success get to his head a little
bit. He finished second last week, so.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think he has quite that next level.
You know what, Sean?
Master dominance.
Does not have that mental fortitude you need on Sunday.
No, I'm not kidding. I don't think he has it to be there consistently. Maybe if he's hitting shots early and he has the confidence to go into the late rounds, but I would be shocked if Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy won the Masters.
Get it out. All right. Next up, Phil. Phil's going off 11-1. Justin Rose, 16-1.
That's kind of a Justin Rose potential pick
right now. There. Now we're in the range. I think you got to look. Charles Schwartzel.
That's my pick.
Popular pick by many.
Oh, man.
Not by many, but I've definitely seen him on the list of people, of guys that people like this week. He has the game for this course, right? That's what they always say. You got to have a certain game. You got to be
very consistent.
Consistent. You got to hit straight.
Well, see, but now this is a good guy that you want, Ryan, just because you know on Sunday
this guy's making the cut.
He's gonna be within striking distance on Sunday. I have the feeling. Yeah, he might be 5 or 6 strokes back, but you want a guy like Schwartzel who has a consistent game, just because. You want to, if you got a bet going over 4 days like this,
yeah.
You don't want some guy who's not going to make the cut. And at 22-1, I feel like it's a strong play that he's going to make the cut. And I think consistency is going to be huge here.
All right, next up, my guy.
Oh.
This is also a slightly popular pick because of how well he's playing right now. Keegan Bradley, 4 top tens in a row. He's got the distance. He's got the putt. 4 top tens in a row. I think last year we took. I like taking guys that have good form.
Yeah, but doesn't the Masters seem like either it as of recent years? It's a guy that's kind of come out a little bit of nowhere. I don't know. I feel like these first Masters, it's never the.
All right. Well,
I mean, am I wrong?
Well, he's played in a Masters before.
No, but I'm saying it's...
You're saying that someone usually comes out of nowhere?
Or someone that's not... maybe, I guess Keegan Bradley is that. But it feels like it's not someone that's... I mean, whatever. He's, what, 25-1, 22-1?
22-1, and he's been getting tutored by Phil Mickelson. So, look out. That's my first pick. Next up, Louis Oosthuizen. See, I would actually lean towards taking Oosthuizen over Schwartzel if I were you. But...
Really? Now, what's your logic on that?
I like... I don't know. I mean, I don't watch that much golf, Sean. Come on. You're asking me tough questions. But I just like – I mean, he has a similar game. I think they're both South African, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just think he won that major a couple years ago. I think he has confidence, and he has, like, he's got it. He's one of those guys that's calm and cool and collected under pressure, and I think.
Now, what about that? What about that player last year that they just let onto the course, Condoleezza Rice? Do you think?
Oh,
I got Condoleezza Rice at 1,000 to 1.
Yeah.
I love that story last year. They finally let her golf. Condoleezza Rice is a total dude. She listed her dream career job as being NFL commissioner. Which I couldn't think of a more butchy thing to say.
Yeah.
And even as a guy who loves the National Football League and loves sports.
No place for women in the commissioner's office.
No place for women. But would that be your dream job?
No.
Isn't that just so... Wouldn't being an NFL owner or a GM be so much more fun?
Well, I guess if you think of it this way, name, you know, there's not too many more powerful positions than the commissioner of the NFL in the world.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge business and whatever, but does that seem
You're basically
fun?
Running the, like, one of the biggest businesses in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, one of the biggest non-for-profits in the world.
I don't know. It just seems like, what's the...
Sean, you gave me a look like you don't believe me.
I don't believe you what?
The NFL is a non-for-profit organization.
It's not-for-profit?
Yeah. That's how their taxes are set up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, just like the bowl system?
Yeah.
That's
it's
crazy.
Like the owners pay dues. That's like their only revenue or something like that. Everything else is like funneled through. Anyway, Adam Scott, 25 to 1. He's always a fun pick. I feel like he's always around, especially since he's been using that gay belly putter.
I can't bet.
They
got to
ban those. Like, look, we play recreational golf once a month, and no one's rolling out with a belly putter. I feel
it's
like
it's just annoying. It looks uncomfortable.
All right, Dustin Johnson, or actually Lee Westwood, 25 to 1. He's always a strong player. Dustin Johnson, a favorite of mine, not going to pick him this time, 30 to 1. Luke Donald, 33 to 1. Matt Kuchar, he's always a solid player.
Is that
player.
That hillbilly guy?
No. You're thinking of Duffner with the throws the lipper in. He's not actually on the list. Next up, Bubba Watson, 35 to 1. I don't think he's winning back-to-back.
No, he doesn't have another one in him.
For my second pick... Bit of a sleeper. Brant Snedeker.
Ooh.
What do you think about that, Sean?
Well, I like the guy's name. I don't know a ton about his game.
I don't know anything about his game. You want... All right, briefing on his game. Hold on, let me pull... I was reading something. I don't want to take credit for all this beautiful insight. I was doing some research ahead of time, which means I was reading some blog. Snedeker, he won the AT&T Open.
Okay.
And he finished third a couple years back. Also, he's been playing well. I don't know. I don't have a good reason.
What's he at?
40 to 1.
That's a good enough reason for me.
I think he has the... He also has the game. He has that, you know, hits it high, hits it straight, hits it long.
That's all you need, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things. Like, I kind of want to, you know, I might go with three this year. I might do Oosthuizen.
Okay. Well,
Bradley
like...
and Snedeker. Anyway, let's keep going. There's a couple more left. Ian Poulter, 40 to 1. Sergio Garcia, who's actually been playing well, 45 to 1. Ricky Fowler, 50 to 1. Hunter Mayhem,
never mind.
50 to 1. Jason Day, 50 to 1.
See, I feel like.
And the field's 2 to 1 in that list.
I feel
might not be a bad bet. It's only 2 to 1, though.
If I'm taking the field, I want a much bigger odds than that, right?
Well, you're getting a lot of players. I mean, they only listed off 19 players.
And what? How many go?
Like 100, right? 80-something? I mean, how many people make the cut? I think, don't like 70 people make the cut?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They're letting some 14-year-old Korean or Japanese kid play.
Yeah, who's the... Was there a British amateur I saw that was 2,000 to 1? Someone threw $50 on him on the Las Vegas Hilton.
Really?
Now, I was reading the – so apparently – now I think – oh, man. I forget if it was Rory or Phil was getting the most bets, but Tiger was getting the most money.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like, well, I mean, Tiger's playing well, and could he win? I mean, I think there's a pretty good chance he could win. I don't think it's – I mean, the line is suggesting he has a 20% chance to win, which is – that's almost like – I mean, I guess back in his heyday, he'd be even money, which is even crazier to have a guy that's even money versus the field of professional golfers. But there's just no value in it.
Yeah, and it's not that fun.
I'd rather take...
I mean, I love... Don't get me wrong. I love seeing Tiger dominate, but...
I'd rather take $100 and sprinkle it across three guys, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it.
So that's what I'm going to do, Sean. I'm going to go Bradley at 22-1, Oosthuizen 25-1, and Snedeker at 40-1. What I'll do is I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do, Sean.
All right.
I'm going to go 40 on Bradley and Oosthuizen and 20 on Snedeker.
I think I'm going to do 25 on Schwartzel. All
right.
And maybe 25 on Snedeker.
Oh.
Or maybe 20 on each. Feels about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those two. Maybe 20 on Rory. I don't know. I like Rory, but I just don't
Stop
see
it.
Him.
He's a... I mean, he's basically like a modern-day commie, right?
What?
I don't know. I guess a modern-day commie would be a North Korean, but...
Yeah, no, he's from Northern Ireland.
Eh, they're terrorists. It's like six degrees of terrorism. I mean, you're watching Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, that's true.
They're responsible for all the guns in this country.
They're running the guns for the Sons of Anarchy. Well, what are they going to get off those Mayans?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, good times. Any of the prop bets? I feel like there's a couple fun prop bets. That site that we go through, and you hit the PGA from the normal bet, there's a couple player matchups.
Maybe oh, yeah, they always got the matchups. Anything pop off to you? let me pull it up here.
I remember I was looking at it earlier. There was a couple that seemed kind of interesting. Also, total score, I think... can you look that up, the over-under for the total score?
All right, let's see.
I think it was like 260.
So, yeah, the matchups, I mean, they got everything. But, you know, hey, we like Brand Snedeker. Maybe you want to take him plus 125 versus Justin Rose.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. Schwartzel versus some guy named Peter Hansel. Hansen, minus 145. I don't know. It's the typical, like, I mean, the most value you get in these heads-up matchups is fading the big guys. Fade Tiger.
Fade Rory. Fade.
Because like right now, you can get first round. I think this is the first round.
First round is the round you go against Tiger, right?
Yeah, you go. You can get Rory for plus 150 against Tiger. You can get Phil for plus 165 against Tiger. So,
ooh, I like both those.
I mean, if Tiger's going to start slow, it's going to be early. He's not, you know, I guess that
it's a little redundant.
The big
right?
yellow one's the sun, Sean. So yeah, I don't know. There's also, you know, this year we have access to, you know, player X will or will not make the cut.
Oh,
but
nice.
You can bet on top oh, here we go, to win pro. You can bet on top five. You can bet on the top United States player. Wow, Brand. So shockingly, Brand Snedeker to be the top U.S. player plus 1,000. Keegan Bradley also plus 1,000. But to win the tournament, you're getting almost 2-1, twice as much odds. That's a little strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Top European player. I guess Oosthuizen. They have a top U.S. player without Tiger Woods category. That's funny. They don't have a top African player.
Well, now, does that count as Tiger Woods?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. There's, I don't see any over-unders.
All right, so we like Schwartzel.
I like Oosthuizen.
Okay, I'll take Schwartzel.
And I like Bradley.
Okay.
And then I'm going to sprinkle a touch on Snedeker.
All right. I like Snedeker and Schwartzel. And maybe I'll get a little bit on Keegan Bradley, too.
And then, yeah, I don't know. Other than that, I mean, Graham McDonald minus 300 to make the cut. That seems like a good price.
Why wasn't he listed in the props?
I don't know.
I wonder where you can get him at. Maybe he'll show up later.
But, yeah, you can.
Maybe we'll see an adjusted line after the practice round on Wednesday. All the guys take out the practice round?
Yeah, they do a practice round, then they have that, like, famous par three where they have their kids caddy and crap, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I don't know. None of these guys are worth taking, like, betting to miss the cut. I might take Rory to miss the cut at plus 600. I don't know. I just got a feeling that guy, he's not, his mind's not right.
Yeah, he's young. He's chasing booze and pussy, but it's not helping him like Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger was able to manage that shit better.
Well, Tiger's only vice was pussy, so he was able to handle it. I think Rory drinks a little too much.
You think?
I think so. Typical Protestant guy from Northern Ireland.
Wow, Sean.
All right, Ryan. I think we got it locked up. We got a couple good picks for the Masters. We'll be back next week with the NBA playoff preview.
Done and done.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green. Make sure you check us out, Sports Gambling Podcast, iTunes, rate, review on Stitcher. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, he is Ryan.
You know, Sean, I was gonna throw in that phrase that that black guy we golfed with kept saying, but we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I feel like that's inappropriate to our listeners.
It was offensive. He was an African-American guy we played with. He also had a giant quagmire golf club cover.
God damn, this guy was awesome. Everything he said deserved to be on a soundboard.
He said motherfucker almost as frequently as like Sam Jackson in Quentin Tarantino movie. And
I was going to say he was doing like a hybrid between like a Chris Rock and a Samuel L. Jackson impression.
Giggity giggity like a motherfucker. He kept quoting. Oh man, it was delightful. Yeah, yeah. Real fun guy. A lot of good times out on the golf course. All right. Only so much time for one podcast. Thank you guys for listening to Sports Gambling Podcast. Let it ride.